Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Paul writes to Timothy, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." Our oldest daughter calls it the death box. It's a metal box that contains our passports, birth certificates, important papers, and our will. We have told Brittany, if anything ever happens to us, be sure to go through the box. Every once in a while, she'll ask, "Where are you keeping that death box these days?" Now, believe me, when we go, we aren't leaving much behind, but we do want to give over certain things to our children. However, the most important things we can entrust to them, they don't fit in that box. In this passage, Paul gives Timothy the instruction of legacy. Paul passed on the things he received so that the recipients could continue the passing on process. Timothy, Paul's spiritual son, had heard the truth from Paul's lips and watched it work out in his life. Now it was Timothy's turn to entrust the truth to faithful and reliable people who, in turn, would do the same. The future of the gospel depends on this process and this entrustment. So parents, how are you doing? What are you passing on to your children? Your good looks? Your sense of humor? A nice little inheritance? See, all that's fine, but it's temporal. Our job is to pass on the eternal. Don't you want your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to have more than the family business and more than the vacation home? Lord Jesus, drill into our souls the conviction of what is eternally important and help us to be deliberate about passing that on to the next generation. In your name we pray. Amen.